This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Racial inequality is much worse than many suppose. We will discuss the data. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, interest rates hit a milestone this morning with the benchmark 10-year yield crossing above 4%. 4.06% at the moment is the highest since last November. The bond market is selling off in part because the economy is staying strong, employing lots of people, but fueling inflation. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is about resilience. Can't keep this economy down. And there's been data this week that really shows it's still pretty resilient.
Exactly. Not only did the factory goods orders stay strong, core orders stay strong, and shipments stay strong in the manufacturing sector, which had been showing signs of weakness, but the infrastructure spending that we saw in the fourth quarter and knew was coming in faster than many people expected from that 2021 infrastructure bill, that showed up as stronger infrastructure spending, and everything from, you know, the price of asphalt to a lot of the materials that are going into these big infrastructure projects are starting to rise in price again. This gets to the heart of the issue for the Federal Reserve, is that even though we need some of these things, we're at a point in time where it comes with a big price, and that price is inflation.
And an Econ Extra Credit basic lesson in Econ 101 here, which is sometimes fiscal policy, spending by the government, diverges from monetary policy that the Fed is trying to do.
Exactly. And this is even lagged fiscal policy. Remember, this was passed in 2021, but it's just starting to show up now. And it doesn't fully ramp up until we get into next year. So, you know, you sort of see these rolling recessions throughout the economy, the housing market feeling a deeper recession because it's so sensitive to interest rates, but other parts of the economy actually ramping up. And that makes it very difficult for a Federal Reserve trying to tamp down inflation in an economy that refuses to cool below a certain degree. This is still way too hot for the Federal Reserve.
All right. So construction workers happy, bond market people less happy. All of us get some new infrastructure. Diane Swonk, chief economist at KPMG. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're also covering Congress's push to stop money managers from considering board independence, human rights, and environmental factors when running investment portfolios. Marketplace Morning Report podcast has that if you miss it on the air today. We watch one documentary a month for what we call Econ Extra Credit, and the latest one was called The Big Payback, about the woman in Evanston, Illinois, who led the fight to pass the first government reparations plan. It was limited to people who experienced housing discrimination and proved controversial inside and outside Evanston's black community. But its passage energized reparations campaigns in other parts of the country. Well, today, here, data on how people underestimate racial inequality in modern America. Joining us now is Ivy Oñado. She's an assistant professor of management and organizations at the Kellogg School of Management. That's at Northwestern. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
I've often quoted a study by the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. The study's from some years ago, but you may have seen it too. It found that the wealth of the typical white household in Boston was just under, at the time, $250,000. The wealth of the typical black household was $8. Not $80,000, but $8. That usually stops traffic when I bring it up. People are surprised, and that's part of what your research is showing, that people are systematically surprised.
That's right. People have no idea about the depth of the racial wealth gap and the persistence of it over time.
What about the, I don't know, is it a corollary? It's certainly related. Perceptions about how much progress has been made in narrowing the gap.
Yeah. So in our studies, we asked people to estimate the sort of ratio of black to white wealth in the past in 1963 and closer to the present, 2011 or 2016. And actually, people tend to underestimate equality in the past, but they vastly overestimate it in the present. And thus, when we subtract those figures from one another, they're overestimating the amount of progress that's been made towards closing the income gap. There's been very little progress in closing the wealth gap over that period, but people think multiple times as much progress has been made.
I mean, you've invested a lot of energy in exploring this. Why do perceptions matter on these issues?
Well, if people think there's been more progress than has taken place, or that there's more equality than is actually the case, that would undermine support for the policies that we need to put in place to produce a more equal society. If you don't have an understanding of how deep the problem is, then you might support less intensive interventions. And the depth and the profound nature of the gap suggests more intensive interventions rather than less.
You get this wrong about so many other issues. You've seen those sociological experiments where they rig, for instance, a Monopoly game, and they make it way easier for one player to win. And at the end of the game, the winning player, even though the players know that the game was rigged, still think it was because of their awesomeness and their game-playing acumen that they ended up with more Monopoly money.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're invested in a belief that the world is just, that society's operating as it should, that all of our successes are due to our hard work. And so the idea that that is not the case for certain groups of people is very threatening to the very idea of what America is supposed to be, what it means to be American. And so what we think about is how our psychology maintains these beliefs in a just world and keeps us ignorant to the reality of the inequality that persists today.
Dr. Ivy Onyado is a business school professor at Northwestern at the Kellogg School. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Inequality and how economists measure it is just one important subject explored in our Marketplace Crash Course, a kind of Econ 101 in newsletter form. It's free, and you can learn at your own pace if you like. Marketplace.org/crash course. If you're interested, and sign up. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.